This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 8. Mr. Fox is Outdone by Mr. Buzzard.
"If I don't run into no mistakes," remarked Uncle Remus as the little boy came tripping in to see him after supper, "Mr. Turkey Buzzard was guarding de holler where Brer Rabbit went in at, in which he come outen."
The silence of the little boy verified the old man's recollection.
"Well, Mr. Buzzard, he feel mighty lonesome, he did, but he done promised Brer Fox that he'd stay, and he determined fur to sort of hang round and join in de joke. And he ain't had to wait long, neither, 'cause by and by here come Brer Fox gallopin' through de woods wid an axe on his shoulder."
"How you 'spect Brer Rabbit gettin' on, Brer Buzzard?" says Brer Fox, says he.
"Oh, he in there," says Brer Buzzard, says he. "He mighty still, dough. I 'spect he takin' a nap," says he.
"Den I'm just in time fur to wake him up,"
says Brer Fox, says he. And wid dat he fling off his coat, and spit in his hands, and grab de axe. Den he draw back, and come down on de tree, pow! And every time he come down wid axe, pow! Mr. Buzzard, he step high, he did, and holler out, "Oh, he in dar, Brer Fox, he in dar, sure!" And every time a chip 'ud fly off, Mr. Buzzard, he'd jump and dodge and hold his head sideways, he would, and holler, "He in dar, Brer Fox, I done heerd him, he in dar, sure!" And Brer Fox, he lammed away at dat holler tree, he did, like a man maulin' rails, twel by and by, atter he done got the tree most cut through, he stopped fur to catch his breath, and he seed Mr. Buzzard laughin' behind his back, he did, and right den and dar, without gwine any furder, Brer Fox, he smelled a rat. But Mr. Buzzard, he keep on hollerin', "He in dar, Brer Fox, he in dar, sure, I done seed him." Den Brer Fox, he make like he peepin' up de holler, and he say, says he, "Run yere, Brer Buzzard, and look if dis ain't Brer Rabbit's foot hangin' down yere." And Mr. Buzzard, he come steppin' up, he did, same as if he were treadin' on kirkle burrs, and he stick his head in de hole, and no sooner did he done dat than Brer Fox grab him. Mr. Buzzard flap his wings and scramble round right smartually, he did, but 'twarn't no use. Brer Fox had the vantage or the grip, he did, and he hilked him right down to the ground. Then Mr. Buzzard squall out, says he, "Let me alone, Brer Fox, turn me loose," says he. "Brer Rabbit'll get out, you're gettin' close at him," says he, "and 11 more licks'll fetch him," says he. "I nigher to you, Brer Buzzard," said Brer Fox, says he, "then I'll be ter Brer Rabbit dis day," says he. "What you foolin' me for?" says he. "Let me alone, Brer Fox," says Mr. Buzzard, says he. "My old woman waitin' for me. Brer Rabbit in dar," says he. "There's a bunch er his fur in dat blackberry bush," says Brer Fox, says he, "and dat ain't the way he come," says he. Then Mr. Buzzard up and tell Brer Fox how 'twas, and he allowed, Mr. Buzzard did, that Brer Rabbit was the low-downest what's-his-name what he ever run up wid. Then Brer Fox says he, "That's neither here nor there, Brer Buzzard," says he. "I left you here for to watch dis year ole, and I left Brer Rabbit in dar. I comes back and I finds you at the ole, and Brer Rabbit ain't in dar," says he. "I'm gwine to make you pay for it. I done been tampered wid twill plumb down ter the sapsucker'll set on a log and sassy me. I'm gwine to fling you in a brush heap and burn you up," says he. "'If you fling me on de fire, Brer Fox, I'll fly away,' says Mr. Buzzard, says he. "'I'll settle your hash right now,' says Brer Fox, says he. And with that, he grabbed Mr. Buzzard by the tail, he did, and make for to dash him in the ground. But just about that time, the tail feathers come out, and Mr. Buzzard sail off like one of these here balloons. And as he riz, he holler back, "'You gimme good start, Brer Fox,' says he, and Brer Fox sot dar and watch him fly outer sight. "'But what became of the rabbit, Uncle Remus?' asked the little boy. "'Don't you pester longer, Brer Rabbit, honey, and don't you fret about him. You'll hear where he went and how he come out. This here coal snap rustles with my bones now,' continued the old man, putting on his hat and picking up his walking stick. "'It wrestles with me monstrous, and I got to rack round and see if I can run up against some Christmas leavings.' End of chapter.